U202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, U202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Supervisor Leonard Modi and County Executive Officer Larry Lees. Let's find out why they voted against the expansion of the new county jail. Also, Blueprint for Safety. How is the county and the city going to work together? All this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Wow, it is December 20th, 2015, and you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. I'm once again your host. This is Mark Kent. We'd like to thank all of our sponsors out there, and I'd like to mention Big O Tires over there, not because they're paying me to mention them, but because I've been going to them for like 20 years. And Jay and the crew over there, and they are great. They hard workers. They really have a service oriented business over there. And I just wanted to mention that. So, if you're listening to KCNR 1460, and you can go to KCNR1460.com and go to the chat room and listen live and get involved in the conversation. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And Bob Martin. Good morning. Linda.
Good morning.
Just ran right over the top of you.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning.
I'm on a roll.
Not
here.
Unusual.
And Red.
Good morning.
Red. We got Bob Martin. And Red Smith, who's on the blended glide path with an inappropriate assumption of liability for quite some time. And he's also the birthday boy.
Yes, he is.
Yay. Hey.
And I'm not on the blended glide path to an inappropriate assumption of insolvency today. I actually have a... Not a retirement package, but a soft guarantee of an improbable fiscal viability after term full employment.
I got to write that down.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a new one.
Ah. We knew it was too easy, the first one. It wasn't going to last too long.
Well, I swear, it's like become a life mission now to meet this guy at CalPERS that comes up with this stuff.
Yeah, he's like the king BSer.
I know.
It's like if you can't baffle him with BS, or brilliance, baffle him with bull.
Yeah, I just want to go with me. I'm not worthy.
Don't worry. I know. Don't worry. All is well. Yeah. You are on a blended glide path with a inappropriate assumption of liability. There's nothing in the account, so don't worry. Go home. And enjoy Christmas because you're broke.
Yeah, you have a soft guarantee. What the hell is a soft
that,
gear?
That means you're going to be broke soon.
But it sounds so warm and fuzzy and comfortable.
That's what they want.
It's a soft guarantee.
That's what sales guys do down at the CalPERS. They sell warm, fuzzy bunny rabbits that don't exist.
Yeah, this guy may be the actual Wizard of Oz.
Really, Sally wants to know if you can say that all again.
I can. I can. I've actually been practicing it. I don't have a retirement package. I have a soft guarantee of improbable fiscal viability after term employment.
Okay. There you go.
We'll have to get that one written down because I have an assumption of solvency for quite some time. He's been on a blended glide path. So now he's gliding right into this guarantee of improbability.
But it's a soft guarantee.
I'm sorry.
It's not a promise. It's a soft guarantee.
What's a soft guarantee?
Not a damn thing.
Anyway, we're streaming worldwide. All of our podcasts are archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. The Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneville, Destiny Fellowship. The Tea Party stands for Limited Government, Fiscal Responsibility, and Adherence to the Constitution. I have no idea who's there on Monday.
Oh, we are not meeting on Monday.
Oh, no,
This Monday and the following Monday, there is no meeting.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I have no idea, but yeah. I didn't have any idea anyway.
Well, we know that, but anyhow.
Shut up.
Mark will be there on Monday.
By himself. On the parking lot. On his cell phone.
Going, where is everybody? What's going on?
And January 4th, I guess we've got some guy, Red Smith, discussing red light cameras. And,
oh, yeah, we're going to do a red flex thing.
Yeah, we're going to do a red light cameras and civil asset forfeiture.
Oh, good, because we're going to talk about the unconstitutionality of both.
Robert is. Yeah. You're not going to be there.
Well, I'm still going to talk about it, even though I'm not there. Just saying.
I'm just saying you're not there, in case you forgot.
So, boy, we have a guest today. I don't know if we have him on the line or what's going on.
Yes, we do.
Okay, very good. Our guest today is Gerard Francis Lemerio. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. I believe we've had him on the show before.
Yes, we have.
And he's got a PhD. He's an author, a philosopher, economist, and engineer. He's authored three books, Renewing America and Its Heritage of Freedom, America's Economic War, and Choosing the Good Life. And he's also the founder and CEO of Lemerio Economics, LLC, a company focused on bringing practical economic knowledge about freedom, economic growth, and prosperity to America and to the world. So, well, I'll tell you, that's right up our alley because that's what we need. Those are the answers.
Yep.
Those are the answers that nobody wants to hear. You know, the mainstream wants to tell you what the answers are, from the Stalin Report.
Yeah, on his latest book, he's got the 25 essential components of freedom necessary to maintain a free nation.
So are you on the line with us, Doctor?
Yeah, I am. And by the way, you mentioned the three books. I appreciate that. Let me also tell you, Tuesday, January 5th, my fourth book officially launches, and it's called Great News for America. And I actually see a very optimistic future, and I hope you'll keep the book in mind and take a look at it.
Absolutely. I think I'm becoming more and more optimistic. I think the sooner we get this big reset over, the better off we're going to be. It should have happened in 08. We should have let all the big banks fail. And let's just go down and start digging from the bottom up so we can figure out, what the real tenets of freedom and prosperity are. We seem to have lost touch with those.
Well, we have, because largely due to the progressive socialist influence in the universities and the media and also in the entertainment industry. Those three groups have largely misled a lot of Americans into thinking that progressivism, socialism, Marxism are the way to go, and we all know from history and economic theory, they just don't work.
They don't work.
They always lead to moral and economic bankruptcy.
Yeah, instead of using the force, we've been using the farce.
Yeah, that's right.
We've never tried socialism with a guy named Bernie before.
Oh, Bernie. Yeah, Bernie up there. And where's he in Vermont?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Bernie from Vermont, he's an admitted socialist communist, and his answer is government control of everything. And it looks like it's getting kind of ugly between him and Hillary, but that's probably all a big show anyway.
Well, it's not very likely that he'll get nominated. If he does, that's a really easy election, you know, 95% to 5% or something. Not going to get many votes.
Yeah. Well, assuming that Hillary doesn't get indicted for espionage, with the ticket there, I didn't watch the Democratic debates. I can't do it. I just can't bring myself to watch this, you know, dog and pony show, because what are they going to tell you? Did anybody watch it? Does anybody know what they said?
Oh, no, I couldn't watch it. Well, I didn't have time. Even if I did, I wouldn't have watched it.
Well, I think that all Democratic debates, they should play Jingle Bells in the background because they're all trying to outdo each other as Santa Claus. How much money can they give away that they're borrowing from the Chinese?
Yeah, dashing through the snow has a new meaning.
That's right.
Well, that's I was thinking it's actually a lot like Weekend at Bernie's. You know, the economy's the dead guy that they're trying to convince everybody's alive until they can get a new deal.
Weekend at Bernie's.
That's what it reminds me of, is those two guys that are dragging around the dead body and they're making him wave and look like it's alive.
Well, it's really true. The economy is not getting better right now. It's totally tanking. I mean, by every I don't know if you agree with me, Doc, but by every indicator other than maybe the Dow, I mean, you know, the Baltic Dry Index, or the pending orders, everything seems to be just absolutely going in the tank.
Well, statistically, it's the worst recovery we've had after a recession in 70 years. That's clearly, you know, factual. And so it is. I mean, we have 94,500,000, give or take a few, people who are working age who do not have jobs. And they may say our unemployment's around 5%, but they're not counting all the people who are working part-time, who would like a full-time job, who are taking a terrible job because they can't find a good job, and who just plain have given up and just staying home. And that's just the facts as they are. We do not have a good economy. Our growth rate, our GDP, is stagnant, and it's doing very poorly. And you look from industry to industry to industry, especially wherever government touches, and you see problems. And, of course, our healthcare industry, which is about 17% of the economy, look at how that's been wrecked, and wreaked havoc on by Obamacare. And I can't wait to see that appealed, and I'm assuming on January 20th and soon thereafter, 2017, it will be repealed.
I'm telling you, it's just falling apart. I'm sitting here looking at, here's a quote from W.C. Field. It says, "Christmas at my house is always at least 6 or 7 times more pleasant than anywhere else. We start drinking early. And while everyone else is seeing only one Santa Claus, we'll see 6 or 7.
Funny.
Yeah, not far off.
You know, so, and then it goes on, and we got the 'twas the hike before Christmas, and all through the shop, short and traders were waiting for prices to drop. Well, what do you think about Yellen's hike? I mean, gee, is that going to fix it?
Is it going to fix it? We hope it. I'll tell you,
that was kind of
hard to explain. But we know that they've in essence been in the business of creating asset bubbles with these with two policies: qualitative easing and with ZIRP, ZIRP, which is zero interest rate policy. They've been following it. It's probably not good economics. It was untested, but in the best theory we can come up with, we think that it's essentially a way of inflating the economy and trying to get out of the reality of where we are. And it has been a dismal failure. It hasn't done what it's supposed to do. Eventually they have to unwind it somehow. That's what they're going to do by raising interest rates. And things to expect are impacts on the economy. I mean, for example, I was telling a friend as soon as I heard about that, I said, well, expect the stock market to start getting volatile. Yeah. And by Friday, that had another reason for it too, on Friday, to make it more volatile. But it started happening. You just can't play around with the economy and expect it not to have repercussions. And that's what we're going to see. And,
well,
this Keynesian economics doesn't work, just like socialism doesn't work.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we have lots of data and lots of examples.
Absolutely. I just, you know, what do you think about NERP? You know, we got negative interest rates in Europe and a few other places. And, you know, I guess you got to pay to keep your money in the bank over there in Switzerland and a few other places. You know, that's got to work well, doesn't it?
Ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. Well, I mean, that's how bad the economy is when you have to even think of things that crazy.
Go ahead, Robert.
I'm curious, what kind of things can, you know, just the common normal people like us do to protect ourselves against what's going on and, you know, ensure that what kind of things can we do to not only protect ourselves financially but potentially profit off of what's going on?
Well, the first thing every American should do if they care about the economy is to vote for people who believe in economic freedom. Because when you have economic freedom, all boats rise. That famous saying about, you know, the rising tide lifts all boats. That's exactly true. People who are voting for freebies, for government handouts, for people who believe in progressive socialism and socialism, you know what? They're voting against their own pocketbook. Because the number one thing anybody can do is try to get this country straightened out politically, because we have the wrong economic and political policies across the board. We need pro-growth tax policies, pro-growth spending policies, pro-growth monetary policies, and pro-growth regulatory policies. And all we've gotten under the Obama administration is the exact opposite. As far as people, what do they do with their savings? Do they put it into a savings account that gets 0.2% interest or something? Not very good. A lot of people believe in having some of it in gold, even if they have a small amount, because gold tends to hold its value. And ultimately, the dollar's got to be tied to some value at some point.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's running kind of into the dollar now. I predict that at some point the dollar is going to, you know, have its problem and start to go down, and then we're going to see a panic in the real assets. And I don't think we're that far away from it.
It could happen easily. There are several factors there, but we're like at a tipping point. We could go either way. We're like sitting on a fence. You know, and I think this presidential election is a critical presidential election because on the one hand, we can be pushed back toward freedom and prosperity, or we could be pushed over the fence to the other side to full out outright socialism, corruption in the government, and that sort of thing. And then you have the opposite. You have an economy on kind of a slide downhill. And we could go into the poverty of some of the various socialist nations around the world. Look at Greece, you know. Look at some of them that thought you could give away the moon and get away with it.
Well, I like the fact that you're educated and have a PhD, and it's nice to get verification from somebody who actually has studied the issues, because everybody thinks that I'm a schmo with no background or credentials, and I've been saying this for 4 or 5 years, you know. So we like to get that verification from guys who actually have studied this stuff.
Well, and unfortunately, there are many in universities with nice degrees and stuff who are not intellectually honest, in my opinion. You know, they will say Keynesian things work, and they ignore all the data. I mean, we have lots and lots of data. We have lots of theories. We understand things if you're objective. When I went through school and when I went past school and kept trying to get educated anyway, you know, even when you're done, you keep trying to learn.
Sure.
I always kept an open mind. You know, I always believe that you listen to both sides and you figure out where the truth is. And that's the way I am. And I come up down on the side unquestionably that freedom, religious freedom, yep, political freedom, economic freedom, that's where the greatest good is. That's where you get prosperity. That's where you get morality. Did you know, and I have this in my book, Renewing America, and that morality and freedom go hand in hand, and I go right through it on a chapter called Morality and Freedom. And as you lose freedom, you lose morality in a country. And hasn't our moral standards declined as we've lost freedom?
Absolutely.
They go hand in hand. You can't have freedom without morality, and you can't have morality without freedom. And if you want to understand the argument in detail, the moral case for freedom is in that book. It's a great book on freedom. I think it'll be a classic book.
And that's coming out when?
Well, no, that one's out. You can buy that today.
Oh, which book is that? The Renewing...
Renewing America and Its Heritage of Freedom. It's all about what's essential to freedom and why freedom is essential for us.
We want, now, we know that you have you had a sort of a laundry list of the tenets of freedom and economic prosperity. I kind of want to go over those. We have to go to a break here. I kind of wanted to add in on the university thing that, you know, a lot of these guys, I was told by a pretty smart guy once that these guys get educated beyond their own intelligence, and that's the problem. They get filled full of, you know, like Reagan said it pretty well, too. He says, basically, the Democrats know a lot of things that aren't true. And that's what they do. They dwell on all of this data and information that is not necessarily fact-based.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, with that, we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in, have a question or comment for our guests, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
For 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wine at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wine can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, Christmas comes this time each year. Ooh, well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told.
I like that one. That's good.
Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys. Good stuff there, yeah. It makes me want to go out and jump in the car and grab first. head for the mall.
Except you don't
have Except I don't have
a car. We don't have cars anymore that do that.
I don't have a hot rod anymore.
Yeah.
The old 55 went the way of the dinosaur. Anyway, I'm... talking to our guest, and we have Dr. Gerard Francis Lemerio. I hope I'm saying that correctly.
You're doing great.
Oh, thank you. I want to play a clip here. This is from Mike Maloney and Stefan Molyneux. I believe that's, I don't know if I pronounced that correct either, French, but I want you to listen to this, doctor, and the title of this is The Federal Reserve is a Giant Kazoo Playing Squid Drowning Out Beautiful Music of Free Market Orchestra. And this guy says an awful lot in a couple minutes, and I thought it would really be appropriate for the conversation, so go ahead and play it there, Bob, and then we'll come back to talk.
These purposely won't let the scales balance. They want to keep it tipped to one side, thinking that they're saving things, but they're actually causing tremendous pain and harm.
Comes out of a, to me at least, a rampant narcissistic megalomania that somehow some guy in an air-conditioned office, or now some woman in an air-conditioned office, can somehow, in a truly hive-mind way, replicate the billions of decisions that occur every day around the world, or even in a particular country, in the free market. And then the free market, of course, should be free to provide all of the incredible free information that it provides, you know, in terms of prices, in terms of interest rates, in terms of supply and demand. You have an incredible amount of information provided to you just in terms of price, in terms of price of money, price of goods, price of services. And that information is continually mixed in with the white noise of political advantage and political manipulation and, you know, maybe even starry-eyed, Pollyanna-ish do-goodery that never seems to pan out. But all of this incredibly complicated, sensitive, real-time information that's provided to help us allocate our scarce resources most effectively, it's like listening to a beautiful orchestra and then there's some giant squid out front with a kazoo constantly blowing it. Nobody can hear the actual music that the market is generating. And then people say, oh, well, you see, the free market doesn't work.
And that is one of the big problems. Every time these guys manipulate something and then there are the consequences, they say, look, the free market isn't working. It wasn't free. They manipulated it. These guys have this level of ignorant hubris. They do not really understand what they're doing, and they think they do. They're not that smart, but they think they are. And we suffer, as the whole world suffers. Prosperity compounds. The transactions that we do tomorrow, the number of transactions, the size of the economy, and the level of prosperity are dependent upon the number of transactions that we do today. If you squash with regulation or some sort of manipulation of the economy, if you extinguish a few transactions today, that means that somebody didn't get paid where they're going to be. They then will not be able to buy something tomorrow and create another transaction. And so because prosperity is this compounding effect throughout time, it means that we suffer. I can't imagine, had we not gone down these stupid socialistic roads of Mao's China and the USSR, we keep on trying this over and over again, and we just refuse to learn from history that the free market is the source of all prosperity. You know, in Russia, it turned out that the black market was the one place that you could do well, and what was the black market? That was capitalism, which was illegal in Russia.
Well, there is I've read a study, and I'll put a link to this below. It's one of these grand indictments of even a small amount of regulation. And the study says that if federal regulations had stayed at the post-war, post-Second World War level, and it wasn't exactly like some anarchistic flameland of hell back then,
no.
Then the GDP growth would have produced a GDP in America currently of over $52 trillion,
wow.
You know, as opposed to the 15 or 16 or 17 that there is. So.
Yeah, they start getting off into technical data there. But I'll tell you what, I think that guy had a lot to say in a short amount of time. You know, I liked his thought on prosperity compounds and then, you know, the regulation. What are your thoughts, Doctor?
Well, first off, on what he just said, I'm 100% in agreement. He's exactly right. And I'll just add one little kind of subtle footnote there. He mentioned about the importance of pricing, which is true, and then he talked about prices and interest rates. Well, he failed to point out that interest rates are a price. They're the price of capital.
Right. Price
and
of money.
And so even that's part of the pricing system, which is part of the mechanism that has to be free to really allow economic resources to be optimized. And if you allow that to happen, you have an enormous growth. And I think he's probably right, and his estimate might even be low. I mean, the kind of growth we're seeing now is what happens when you have hindered capitalism. You have a little tiny bit of growth. We could have double, maybe triple the growth that we have now if we would cut out some of these regulations. An awful lot of them are really hurting the economy in bad ways, big ways. And so I'm in total agreement with that analysis. I think it was pretty well put.
Well, that, one thing that I wanted to bring out, too, is the distraction and the lies that go on around this. A lot of the younger generation, younger people like myself that I see, but especially people in their 20s and their early teens don't understand what's going on. I have seen and heard from so many younger people that said, well, if capitalism's so great, why is America in such a bad shape? Why can't I find a job? Why are things, you know, so terrible if capitalism is so good? Maybe we ought to give the socialism thing a try, because obviously capitalism doesn't work, and they're not understanding the whole time that capitalism's been hijacked by socialism, and that is why we're suffering.
We don't have true capitalism by any means.
Not even close.
And by the way, capitalism itself is a pejorative term that the socialists came up with to make believe it's all about money. Capitalism is not all about money. Capitalism is based on freedom. What we're talking about is freedom versus socialism. Do people have economic freedom so they can have a free market, so they can have free enterprise? And by the way, you asked earlier, and I want to just give the listeners a hint if they're waiting for an answer, you know, about the 25 essential components of freedom that I identified in my Renewing America book. And under economic freedom, there are 10 components. If you don't have all 10, you don't have a truly free economic system. And let me just give you some of them so people know about freedom of private property. Do you really have private property, and are you free to do with it as you please? Because you should. And freedom of private property means you can donate it to someone if you want. You can sell it. You can buy it. You can rent it. You know, you have freedom with your private property. And everything isn't controlled directly or indirectly by government. When you have a tremendous amount of regulations, you don't have freedom of private property, because the government's regulating whether or not you can farm on your land, whether or not you can irrigate it. You know, on and on and on.
Can't even afford to inherit it.
Yeah, freedom of labor. Are you free to do the job you truly want? Is it regulated? Are there cartels that are controlling whether or not you get a license to do a certain job? Look at things like teeth whitening. You know, in some places, the dentist wanted to control little cosmetic stores that wanted to be able to go in and help you whiten your teeth. Now, you don't need a dentist with a doctor's degree to help whiten your teeth. It's more like cosmology. And you know, so freedom of labor, freedom of capital. Can you invest where you want? What kind of taxation laws are there that inhibit your freedom of capital? Freedom of contract. You should be able to do, you know, engage the services of people you want and not engage the services of people you don't want. And on and on. So anyway, in the book there are the 10 economic freedom components. I'm going to mention religious freedom because, believe it or not, I think it's very, very important to have the other freedoms, to have religious freedom, because that goes to the heart of people's feelings about their life. And there are 5 components of religious freedom, and the socialists are focusing and trying to limit it down to 1 freedom. They want you to be free to go to church on Sunday or synagogue or whatever and worship, freedom of worship. And they don't want you to take that religion out of church. But there are these others, too. There's freedom of expression and action. You should be able to wear a cross. A little girl should be able to wear a cross on her, you know, or around her neck going to school. A man should be able to bring a Bible, or a woman, to work. You know, there's freedom of conscience. We should not be forced to do anything that we consider immoral from our religious point of view. So there's freedom of faith tradition, freedom of worship, freedom of expression and action, freedom of conscience and inaction. And that's just one chapter in the book. And I go through all 25 essential components to have a free nation. We are unfortunately losing one after another.
And with that, I do believe we have a caller on the line. Good morning, Terry. You have a question or comment?
Hey, how are you all doing? And
We're doing good.
Good show, guys. What a good show.
Thank you.
I have a question for the guest. You know, you have mentioned morality plus freedom. That does equal liberty. I think you defined the word liberty. And because without morality, freedom can be useless. You can have the freedom to do whatever you want. But when you add morality to that, you now have liberty because you're doing the right thing. Well, the other thing I would want to propose is that we keep talking about, you know, the economic situation, which is terrible and all this sort of stuff. But every point that y'all have gone back to this morning has been liberty. And the only way we're going to solve this is going to be with a sovereign state, and the states remaining to be sovereign as they were meant to be, and that would be understanding their jurisdiction, and that is that they have the power. They have interposition between the federal government and the people, and therefore they nullify with nullification what's going to happen as far as what the federal government's powers are. Until we do that, it doesn't matter whether we're trading puka shells or silver. It doesn't matter what we trade or what we have economically, because without our liberty, nothing else is going to matter. I just wanted to know what you thought about that.
I fundamentally agree with you on what you're saying, and I'll add a few thoughts, maybe. One thought is that the federal government is a product of the states.
Right.
We are the United States of America. Okay, we are not the federal government. We are the United States. The states created the government and can change it if it's needed. And what's trying to go on here, or what the progressives and socialists and Marxists in Washington are trying to do, is they're trying to take over and take away from the states their ultimate power. They're trying to centralize the power. That's what they're doing with the police forces, for example, with these consent decrees all around the country in different cities, where they're trying to basically take away the power of the police force and make it sort of a centralized, you know, the police force's answer to the Department of Justice. And so it goes on and on. It's all throughout the country, and it's basically this progressive, socialist, Marxist thinking that goes into it. But I'm totally with you. Our country is based on freedom. Our greatness is based on freedom. We would not have grown to the size and, as good as we are without religious freedom, and religious freedom, among other things, gives us morality. Political freedom, and that's based largely in freedom of speech, which they're trying to curtail everywhere we go. Political correctness is nothing more than taking away our freedom of speech.
Well,
and then economic
freedom,
all the things I listed and a few more I didn't mention because of time on the air here, all 10 components of economic freedom are what constitutes a free market, free enterprise, free trade, and incredible prosperity if you let people be free.
I want to give everybody an example of this moral thing that we're talking about here, the morality. What the left and the progressives do is they try to hijack the moral high ground. You know, in other words, the example I would give is that if you're free to give contributions to the church voluntarily, then that's your, free will doing that. What they want to do is turn this social justice thing into you have to contribute to the state, because if you don't do that, you don't care about the kids or whatever the pet project is. And the difference being is, one is voluntary, that's freedom. The other one that's coerced is force, and that is extortion. And when they extort the money from you, they channel it into their pet projects, so it doesn't even really go to where they say it's going to go 90% of the time. But they're trying to use the moral argument that if you don't contribute your fair share, then you are somehow inferior and you don't stand by your moral convictions, and it's a complete hogwash.
You're right. 100% right. I agree with you. You know, they are trying to basically get rid of religion. Let's be honest. They're anti-Christian. I mean, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
They're anti-Judeo-Christian civilization. And what they're trying to do is have a new secular government, atheistic. You're not supposed to mention any religion. And
they get to
pull the strings and set the rules for the morality, and the morality is their political correctness, and you agree with them, or else you're not in their favor.
Well, somehow they've carved out an exception for the Muslim community.
Well, you know what? Let me comment on that, because I think it's worth mentioning. I think that is a temporary carve-out that they're using just because they have a common enemy. Judeo-Christian heritage is their common enemy. A lot of the global terrorists, the ISIS, the militant terrorists, they're anti-Christian. I mean, that's just part of their thinking.
It's an intrusive convenience.
And in terms of the Marxists, socialists, progressive socialists, they are anti-Christian because it informs morality, and they're trying to sort of hijack morality and create their own morality.
If I may say, that's because that's the main component in which we have liberty. And I
That's
think
right.
that you made a great point, sir, and that is that we are the creators of the federal government, and we have allowed the creation to control the creator. And I think that's where we have to start. I mean, all this other stuff is good, and actually, you know, we have to get that back to where we get the economy back. We have to get it back to where we understand the real value of money with gold and silver. But the point is that without liberty and having our states being sovereign and understand that they're in control, as you say, sir, everything else is irrelevant until we get our liberty back. It really is, and hopefully we can get that through the vote. But really and truly, that's the bottom line.
Yep, you're right. I agree.
Well, it kind of brings the argument full circle, too, because without the ability to have personal property, to have
right.
private property, you have nothing to establish that liberty on. And under the current economic and banking system, all they are doing is slowly eroding the wealth of your liberty, essentially. As they're devaluing your property, they're devaluing your liberty. They're stealing it through economic means.
Yeah, well,
it's open warfare, but it's a different form of warfare against our liberty.
The gold and silver is just a medium of exchange, that's all. But again, if, you know, they asked Karl Marx, you know, what his doctrines, you know, if he could sum it up in a sentence, what it'd say, it would be the abolition of private property. The reason that gold and silver are important is because there's no third, you know, there's no counterparty risk. It's a way to preserve your wealth, and by preserving your wealth, you're preserving your freedom at the same time. You have to have all of these components. The Constitution is just a contract with the government to maximize our freedom so that we could maximize our creation of wealth, prosperity, and standard of living. That's really what this whole thing is about, and it's best done through freedom and prosperity, which is the ability to own the private property. So it does come full circle.
Well, and Mark, you said this for years, and rightly so, and that is about the debt. Basically, the problem with, if you are debt-free, see, here's the problem now. Let's go to Red's point. If you own your own property and you're debt-free and you don't owe anybody a nickel, under this government and under this corrupt government, you still don't have liberty
right.
because they'll try to take from you what is totally yours anyway.
They'll erode it away.
And that's the whole gig. It's like
that's
you can be debt free, and that's really the way to go, is to be debt free and not owe anybody anything, and have your personal sovereignty and, you know, your personal responsibility, your personal accountability. And that's the way the country was born. Point is that if in fact you even have that at this point, which Red is right, but if you have that, even there, this corrupt government's still going after you.
Oh, absolutely, still going after you. A way to get out of the system a little bit is by getting into some precious metals as a way to get away from their control. They still have, you know, I mean, there's several different kinds of slavery. We had, you know, slavery, you know, in the country early on that was the kind of whip and chain thing out there in the fields. But there's also economic and financial slavery, and that's what the game is now. Instead of having a big plantation where everybody's out there getting whipped by if they don't pick the cotton, now what they do is you get whipped if you don't pay your fair share of the debt through the taxation of the federal, you know, by the Federal Reserve and the federal government and the Internal Revenue Service. So it's just a subtle, slick scheme in order to keep you enslaved to the powers that own the banking and the government who's manipulating that for their own ends as well. Am I out of line here, Doug?
No, a sovereign state and control of the people is where the bottom line is. A sovereign state.
Well, it's the same thing. I mean,
a sovereign state creates a situation of liberty, and you're right,
sure.
And it is the same thing. It's just a matter of, you know, we need to get there through creating our state sovereignty, whatever that's going to take for all the states.
Right. Your thoughts, Doc?
I'm in agreement with you. I think we all think about the same. I am a big proponent of religious freedom, economic freedom, political mm-hmm. freedom. They all go together. I created a concept called socialism's
the
chain
Trinity.
Of control, and you start with, you know, the fact that they want to control the economy. They have to get control of the politics to do that. To get control of the politics, they have to get control of the culture. The way they do that is by basically hijacking morality, and they do that by suppressing our traditional Judeo-Christian heritage and the morality that went with it for their libertine, do as you please as long as you do it the way they please. And that's their morality. And so, and by doing that, they unravel the culture. We've had something called a culture war for years. That's nothing more than the same debate or the same battle, if you will, between freedom and socialism. The culture war is just one more component of it. Politically correct speech is another component of it, where you take over the free speech of the country. They also do it in the sense of the mainstream media, which I think is actually, people have caught on to it. I don't think people any longer believe in the mainstream media. I think their business model is broken. Mm-hmm. A lot of layoffs we've seen in the last 2 years, and we'll continue to see. And then finally, in the economic realm, we know they've got all sorts of regulations strangling the economy, holding it back, and you see our growth. What's happened to our growth? We have not had a recovery as we normally would have. We have the most anemic economy imaginable that's always bordering on another recession.
Well, that's I like to throw out the point that if we were drug addicts and we had had a similar recovery as a drug addict, we'd be dead from an overdose right now.
Well, that could be.
Well,
that could be.
Probably should go to a break here real quick before the top of the hour. Is that what we need to do? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll come back and continue our
conversation
quest.
Yeah. and getting the truth out to the people, to the listeners. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
The frosty air, what a night time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go riding in a one-horse sleigh.
Didn't know I could sing, did you? Oh, was that?
Well, we're not going to make a comment on that one.
We were still waiting for you to prove you could.
Yeah, thank you, Robert.
Shit.
Mark went on the wall.
All right, I stand slam dunked once again.
You kind of walked into that
one. Yeah, what can I say? I love that song, by the way.
It's a good one.
Yeah. We always
love Christmas
the grandkids always want that song. It's like Ethan, no matter what vehicle we're in, do you got the Christmas record? It could be July, and he wants to play that
song.
Okay,
we're going to get cut off. Oh. We're going to the top of the
hour. So we got another
hour.
Break. Yeah, sorry about that.
Hopefully, Doc, you can stay with us in the next hour and continue this conversation. This has been KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Donald Trump answers Hillary Clinton's assertion that he is being used as a recruiting tool for ISIS.
Nobody has been able to back that up. It's nonsense. It's just another Hillary lie. She lies like crazy about everything.
He was a guest on NBC TV's Meet the Press program this morning. Clinton made the accusation during last night's Democratic debate in New Hampshire based on Trump's plan to bar entry to the U.S. for Muslims. Nevada is becoming an influential state in the U.S. presidential process. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
8 years ago, Nevada bumped its caucuses up near the front of the nominating calendar, joining Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina as the early states. With the move, Nevada has strengthened itself as a voice of the American West, and we haven't seen the last of Las Vegas following last week's GOP debate. Next October, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas will host the third and final presidential debate just 3 weeks before the 2016 election. Greg Clugston, Las Vegas.
A disaster in China today.
There was a landslide near this area, an industrial park area in Shenzhen in southern China, and 22 people are missing, and up to 7 have been rescued. Around 20 buildings were actually buried, but only one of them collapsed, and 17 men and 5 women are among the missing.
Mike Rubin reporting. The CEO of Air France says a supposed bomb that caused the plane flying from France to Mauritius yesterday to divert to Kenya was not a bomb at all. Investigators have looked it over. They say there's no explosives in it. It was discovered in the laboratory. Police are searching for a suspect in yesterday's shooting at a mall in Madison, Wisconsin. One man was wounded in the leg, and panicked shoppers scattered everywhere. Witnesses tell police that some young men were having an argument. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an important message about the holiday season. Chances are, more than 75% of your weight gain for the whole year will happen during the holidays. But what can you do? Call for a free bottle of ProBioSlim, the best-selling formula that accelerates your ability to burn body fat. You don't need a prescription. For the cost of shipping and handling, you could have a free bottle of ProBioSlim to help you burn more fat this holiday season. For details, call 1-800-647-1782. ProBioSlim has a natural ingredient shown in clinical research to burn body fat faster than diet and exercise alone. Try a free bottle of ProBioSlim, but hurry, because when the holidays are over, this offer might be gone. Call 1-800-647-1782. 1-800-647-1782. 1-800-647-1782.
Police opened fire on protesters attacking a police station in southern Nepal today, killing one person. 18 police officers were injured in the clashes with hundreds of ethnic Marisi protesters in the town of Gwar, about 100 miles south of Kathmandu. The protesters attempted to attack the police station by throwing rocks, sticks, and bottles. The officers fired tear gas, then opened fire in the air, but finally turned their weapons on the protesters. The situation is still tense today, and authorities have imposed an indefinite curfew on the rest of town. Spaniards, angry with 21% unemployment and endless corruption cases, are voting today in a historic election expected to upend the nation's two-party political system due to strong support for two upstart parties. Spain has long been dominated by the ruling Popular Party and the Socialist Party. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Volkswagen sales growth in Europe has screeched to a near halt in November compared with both its mass market and premium peers.
Figures from Europe's Carmakers Association, ACEA, show Volkswagen sales in November grew by only 2.4% compared with almost 14% for the industry as a whole. The German carmaker also saw its market slide from 26.6% in November of last year to 24.3% this year. VW has been tainted by a scandal that it tinkered with software to achieve better emissions results in U.S. testing.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, December the 20th. It's the 354th day of 2015. There are just 11 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1946, the Frank Capra film It's a Wonderful Life, destined to become a big hit with Christmas audiences across the country for generations, opened at New York's Globe Theater. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
We're back, Sovereign Mind Radio, community radio for the North State, home of the Free Fire Media. And again, you can go to KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. We've had our guest on the show for the last hour, Gerard Francis Lemerio. And boy, I'll tell you what, it's been a great talk here, and I know you got to get going here. Maybe you can tell us where to get your books and which books they should get.
Well, of course, everything's on Amazon, and you can buy them all over the world. But my website, brand new website, just debuting, by the way, is greatnewsforamerica.com. Greatnewsforamerica.com. That's all one word. I'm optimistic about the future of America because I think Americans are waking up and they're going to take back their country and we're going to have freedom and prosperity again. My website has everything, the books, the blogs, and lots of other free information too.
And when does your new book come out?
The new book you can buy today on Amazon. It came out early, but
right.
It's officially launching on Tuesday, January 5th. I'm doing a national book tour, and I'd be happy to include you guys in that, too.
That would be awesome.
Just let Sandy know, and she'll book it and that. But you've got a great show. You've got great people, and I congratulate you for putting the truth out. Yeah, on your radio station.
Very good.
And
thank you for coming on.
I wish I could stay longer, but I didn't know you might want me past an hour. So.
Well, we can always book you a little bit more in the future and bring you back on and do some more Q&A and get more of the truth out there.
Sure.
Awesome.
Well, happy to come back.
All right.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Doctor.
Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas
Merry
to you.
Christmas.
Bye now.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, so let's see. Was the hike before Christmas and all over the shop. Short-end traders were waiting for prices to drop. Bloomberg and Reuters, the FT all there to capture the moment if Yellen would dare. Stockbrokers slept fitfully, dreaming of when Fed policy meant lower rates. Thank you, Ben. The hedgies, in meanwhile, partied on their yachts with barely a thought of ascending Fed dots. The dollar was rallying higher and higher, the frontier debt markets a funeral pyre. There were sellers of iron ore, zinc, copper, and gold. What was mined or extracted got ruthlessly sold. And CNBC, then live with its anchors, through all in the markets, considered them disappointing. The camera all turned to report news from Janet, the Fed chief who lived on a different planet. Information received since we met in October, but by now there was nobody left who was sober.
So when she announced her first quarter point hike, since no one heard her, all the markets did spike. The NASDAQ went higher, the S&P 2, the bond markets loved it, the Treasury flew. The Far East went mental over it in China. A rally in mid-caps could not have been finer. Finer? At which point a figure in red fled the room, concerned that he'd caused an untenable boom. The Santa Claus rally was with us all right. Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. I had to read that. I actually left one part out that was a little off color, but you can read that. You can go to
off color.
You can go to Sovereign Man and read the whole thing, the hike before Christmas, and yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, that's. Did you see the new commercials that came out from Ted Cruz? The he ran them parallel to Saturday Night Live.
No, I missed that.
The Senator Reed's Christmas stories.
Senator Reed's Christmas.
Oh yeah, it was. Oh, maybe we can find the clip, Bob. Ted Cruz reads Christmas stories, but yeah, they had classics like Frosty the Speaker, and it's a snowman walking around with a big glass of booze. It's hilarious.
Interesting. Well, let's see if we can get some of that stuff up. I want to talk a little bit while we have some time here about Doug LaMalfa. What do we need? What's going on?
David.
Oh, yes, David. We have a caller on the line. We almost forgot.
Go ahead, David. Are you there?
Hey, greetings from San Francisco.
Yeah, sorry, we got to going. I got into the Christmas store tail there and forgot about you. Sorry.
Hey, are the assets of Northern California increasing right now? Is it raining?
It is.
It is raining.
It is raining.
Yeah, yeah. That one of those things that can vastly enrich us. So. First part is the rain, and the next part is getting some of that snowpack. You know, that's the real collateral.
Yeah, it's starting to get some snow in the high country. There's no question about it. I think they're going to open up Mount Shasta for skiing if they haven't done it.
I think they already did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. That was Thursday.
Yeah.
And that's I know the Eastern Slope snowpack's up to like 87% of normal right now. And all the warmy, changey climatologists are having epileptic fits going, it can't happen.
Well,
it can't happen.
You know, you can have a year where it just completely wipes it the slate clean. You know, I've seen it before, like 64 flood, where all of a sudden, man, you got a ton more than you need. So it could go either way.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. But, no, I definitely believe that global warming's happening. And it's very plain. When you look at the snowpack is not sticking. You know, it in normal year, the snowpack will be up there till June. But this last year, the snow was melted almost entirely in the state of California. The snow was melted by middle of January of this year. So it was an extremely bad year for relying on the snowpack. You know, the I don't know if you know it, but the big polluters, Exxon specifically, was busted in the last month or so because they knew that global warming was happening back in the 70s. Their computer models and all of their scientists knew that it was happening. So instead of planning ahead and doing the right thing, they went out of their way to buy the universities and to co-opt various agencies of the government to make sure that we would not only be unprotected, not planning ahead, you know, one of the smartest things
would be the same government agencies and universities funded by the government that are screaming about climate change?
Well, they're not screaming about it. And if you really think they're screaming about it, there's no budget to
the United States government and the university system is not screaming at the top of their lungs that climate change is happening and it's the most dangerous thing to our planet. They're not doing that?
I don't see it. Down here in University of California in Berkeley, that university has been bought and sold by the corporate polluters for probably 30, 40 years at minimum. And as a matter of fact,
well,
back in
let's start at the top. Did our president himself say that climate change is the number one security threat to the United States of America?
I heard Bernie Sanders say that. I don't know. Did Obama finally get around to saying that?
Yeah, I did four years ago.
Well, if he did, that would be an excellent thing. But there's no budget for it. And as a matter of fact, if we wanted to do something about global warming, the first thing, almost every climate scientist says that the best thing we could do is plant more trees. And so we would get every Cub Scout troop out there, every church group up in the mountains planting trees. We could plant them as well in the autumn, certain varieties, as well as in the spring.
Dave, when's the last time you've been up here to look at our mountains? Tell me where there's room to plant some trees.
2 weeks ago and saw Shasta through the moonlight.
You think we should plant trees on Shasta? You do realize that there's not trees on Shasta because that's above the tree line where the atmosphere doesn't support trees?
Shasta's not like 15,000 feet tall. and I would bet. How tall is Shasta?
14,000 something, but the tree
line. Tree line's like at 10.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I used to live in Colorado at 3,000 level, and there'd be a tree line at, 8,000 or something like that. I mean, you go up to Yosemite. I'm surprised Shasta's that tall. I'd never heard that it was that tall. But
one of the problems that we have, Dave, is our forests are actually overstocked now. That's why we're having catastrophic wildfires is because there's...
No, that's nonsense.
I live here. That's nowhere near nonsense. Our forests are overstocked. We're having catastrophic wildfires due to the overstocking of timber and the fact that we're not harvesting it, that it's falling down, it's creating ladder fuels, it's wiping out swaths of our forests that are actually burning so hot that it's turning the soil into glass where nothing will regrow. And we're also talking about the stock of trees being so high that water sequestration is horrible. The forests are sucking up so much water. That's where a lot of it's going. I mean, everything you've just said and basically the...
That's
not 10 layers
of lies.
Dave, everything that you just said... Bob, can you cut him down so I can finish my statement? Thanks, Dave. Sorry about that, but it's our turn to talk now. Everything that you have just said for about the last 10 minutes is the most asinine on its head stuff that you have ever said in this show. I mean, it's ridiculous. The universities aren't talking about climate change. They're not being funded by the government.
All they talk about
are the government's not talking about climate change.
I mean, that's what Obama just said was the number one security issue was
the climate change.
Yeah, we the solution to climate change is getting trees to grow above the tree line on Mount Shasta. I mean, did we fire up a fatty this morning, Dave, or what?
Did I say that we should plant above the tree line? Hell no, you don't put words in my mouth.
Where on Mount Shasta should we plant trees then, Dave?
Have you looked at the list of the people who are the chancellors of the University of California?
Janet Napolitano?
They're the biggest corporate polluters in the world. These are the biggest scum. The University of California is not a pack of liberals. It's a pack of polluters. If you look at the history of California, I mean, I'm surprised. Listening to your show, you know, I heard all this talk about stock and gold and all this sort of thing. But if you're an agricultural region, like I know you are, you should know that the world's economy, the idea that these guys in the skyscrapers have been screwing the farmers and screwing the agricultural people for centuries. Because their pie-in-the-sky value of money is different than what a farmer could actually derive from the soil.
Just said something that we could agree on.
Absolutely. And so the whole idea that these guys have been screwing you with interest rates, screwing you with mortgage rates, screwing you with
you
every
too,
kind
Dave.
Of
They've been screwing you too.
Economics, and you know, you're trying to lock yourself into gold, which is not... That only makes them richer, and it's the most foolish, ass backwards solution to all of it. Because there have been people. Have you ever heard of?
So what is your solution to a free market economy and a free money, such as a? Again, we're not saying gold is the answer to all our problems. All I'm saying is that it's a free market exchangeable item that's been money for thousands and thousands of years. What is your alternative to that? What is your alternative to that? Federal Reserve notes?
Well, there are a number of different alternatives, and one is to recognize what the ancient three estates were. You know, you've heard about the printing press being called the fourth estate or the media being called the fourth estate.
Sure.
Well, the original three estates were the king, the military, and the church. And there were basically three different methods of master race. The king demanding that everybody...
I'm not sure...
symbolizes money. Military symbolizes thuggery. The church symbolizes superstition. And all three of them come up with these phony, unprovable systems that demand that everybody obey. And so the fourth estate, the printing press, was the opportunity to finally get some truth in there.
Are you seriously kidding me? What you're saying is a bunch of private bankers running a printing press and charging us interest on our money is somehow making us freer?
No, I'm not saying that.
What are you saying?
The opportunity for freedom. Your question is, what's my solution?
Yes.
You got to study the ancient three estates, and then you figure out how to boycott them. Because those ancient three estates have been screwing us for centuries.
Right.
So when you say to go to gold system, well, that's part of the ancient three estates. I don't want to go
okay,
to
wait,
any
what
of their
do you,
old tricks.
What do you suggest using as
an
exchange of commodity? Then?
Right, an alternative medium of exchange. All gold and silver is a medium of exchange. One of the reasons our country became prosperous is the money was not being manipulated for 150 years. It was a free market economy.
Oh, it was manipulated. Of course it
well,
was.
The money was.
Jackson came to power because of the manipulation of the Bank of the United
States, which they threw out. That's what his whole campaign slogan was, get rid of the banks, because
they shot him.
Because he knew that was a takeover of our economy through the printing of money.
Right, but you said 150 years. I mean, the first 30 years were locked into it. And then Andrew Jackson came along. He tried to break it free. He created a lot of public awareness of it. But it was only because Abraham Lincoln created the greenback dollar,
right.
that created that we weren't locked into gold only, that we added silver to
it. So again, what do you suggest?
What do you consider money?
As an alternative.
At this point, and this gets into why I was talking about global warming. If we stick with the belief system of money only, those old boys will poison us to our death. Because, you know, you look at the burden that people are paying right now in medical bills, it's because the polluters are not paying our medical bills.
No,
and
it's
they're buying the universities to cheat.
Do you know what it is? It's not that at all. What it is that you've got an overreaching centralized government working in conjunction with the corporations, manipulating our money and siphoning our wealth off so that they can put it into these corporations for pet projects. It is exactly the money that is causing all of the problems the way it's currently set up.
I don't doubt that. I don't disagree. But the point is that, you know, for you to say that the universities are screaming about global warming, no, they're not. If they were screaming, we'd finally get something done. But they are actually constrained.
What would that be?
How would that come about?
90% of the studies that confirm climate change come from universities funded by the government.
Correct.
Yeah, but is the government here?
Ignore the facts, and let's go back over here to Daveland, where nothing makes sense.
Don't say that. I mean, do you
I did just say that. Answer a question, Dave. We've answered your questions. We've given references to what we're talking about. Answer us one simple question. What do you suggest as an alternative for currency? What is your solution for currency?
Well, there are a number of different ideas.
You've said that like six times. Tell us one.
Ralph Nader's been advocating the time dollar.
We should exchange Ralph Nader?
Paper for paper?
He's saying the time dollar from Ralph Nader?
He's been advocating the time dollar.
What exactly is that?
What is the time dollar?
Another piece of paper?
A time dollar means it is a creation of a local currency. The problem with the current system of money is that it can be taken. If money is supposed to be a series of numbers that reflects your amount of work, and then somebody can
but money's not supposed to be that, Dave.
That's not money.
That's not the definition of money.
Well, if somebody can come and let's say somebody took all your gold, would that take the value of your life? Do you deserve to live if all of your value of your life is taken away from you?
Well, I'll tell you, you're completely mixing apples and oranges. You're saying that if someone has the right to come in and take my gold, all right.
I'm not saying it's a right. I'm saying a thief.
A thief steals your money.
Okay,
you
let's say I
work it all in your mattress. And
okay, let's say that I worked. Let's say I worked my whole
then,
life.
Yes, that yes. thief has devalued your life.
Absolutely,
yes.
He's taken
so
your standard
true.
Of living
it's
and thrown
my property.
So that's what the problem is currently, and it's been that way, and it's only getting worse with electronic money. Electronic money means that now kings and tyrants around the world can own America. And they're doing it.
That's why we're
down
saying.
Here in San Francisco, we're seeing the value of people's property disappear in a heartbeat. With,
right.
What
with
is
fake
your
money.
Alternative
yeah,
solution?
Because we're because that's the system that we're saying is screwed up. Is
right.
a unbacked currency system being manipulated by a central bank through the government agencies in order to they can steal anything you own anytime they want if it's kept in the bank or in digital currency or in paper currency by devaluation.
Yes.
There is no alternative to that except sound money.
Well, and everybody would agree with that, but it's, but I'm talking about there's a difference between you just said they steal it. Now, who is the they? Is it
Who's
the
they?
Government or is it thieves?
It's the government in conjunction
Wouldn't
with the Fed.
The same.
It's the government working in conjunction with the Federal Reserve, who is owned by which has stockholders, which is a private bank, and some of those stockholders we don't even know who exactly they are. We can guess that they're J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs, the Prince of Saudi Arabia, whoever they are. But it is a private corporation printing our money and charging us interest on it, and
right.
the
yeah.
interest is collected through the Federal Reserve or through the IRS to pay the debt to the Federal Reserve, and that is the problem. There's no backing to it. They can print the money out of thin
no
air,
value.
Charge us interest on it, and whoever owns these Airbucks is the is, yeah. it owns everything and everyone, and they can confiscate it anytime they want through
so
through the bank system.
That's why I've talked about the time dollar, because basically what a time dollar is similar to an IOU, except it can be used in a local way. If you look it up online, time dollars like Ithaca dollars, Ithaca, New York has done this for 20-something years.
It could still be
manipulated.
Here's the problem, Dave. It can still be manipulated. Gold and silver cannot be manipulated.
No, time dollars don't work in Paris. There's no exchange rate on them. They only work in Ithaca, New York. And you can come up with various kinds of currency. You've got the state of Jefferson.
We already have
IOUs.
Wait, why do I want a currency that only works in Ithaca? What if I want to buy something outside of Ithaca?
Well, then you find some other arrangement, but whatever.
Such as?
You know, for example, I hear you all badgering about Obama, but one of the best things that he's done is created more of the dollar coins. And if you know about the U.S. dollar, if you're dealing with a paper dollar, those things are run by the Fed. But
what are the dollar coins made out of?
No, the dollar coins, though, are treasury, and so the treasury, if you have any patriotism to America, that we don't pay interest on the coins.
Whoa, did you just say that if I'm against the Federal Reserve, I'm not a patriot to my country?
No, I'm saying I'm against the Federal Reserve. Anybody in their right mind is against the Federal Reserve. But the difference is a Treasury coin is different than a Federal Reserve bill.
Wait. Who authorizes the Treasury to mint that coin?
Ask Obama, because actually,
Obama
has created many more coins.
Is he with his stamp and his anvil, like hammering these coins out?
What are the coins made of?
Well, they're pot metal, as far as I'm concerned, but there's still
a lot of value going there.
So
you can still buy stuff with them, and you don't pay interest on them.
Damn,
and
you're all over, boss. I mean,
no, I'm not.
You really are. One minute you're over here about sound money, and you're grounded, and you're starting to get somewhere, and then you leap to, but Obama's great because he's introduced a plethora of pot metal into our economy. Where are you going with that, buddy?
Well, one of the problems that I've had with gold is, and this is something that Croesus knew, 2,400 years ago, was that there was not enough gold to go around. And as the population got bigger, that you would still, the gold would become even more, it becomes more confusing when you don't have the ability to expand. And when you look at the necessities of roads and bridges and international transport and everything else, we're in a system nowadays where
Number one, Dave, listen to me. You do have the ability to expand. That's why you have silver, copper, all kinds of other things. That's why we had a system of actual backed money, the gold actually becomes more valuable as time goes on and actually buys more things, and then you have to have change for those things, and that is in the form of silver and coppers and whatever else, which is actual tangible worth money that can be exchanged in any country in the world. And that's why gold is the ultimate currency, is because it is recognized as money in every country in the world and has value in every country in the world. That's why it is the ultimate currency.
And if it's got purity to it, recognizable purity. I remember when the Cougarlands were competing against the various incarnations of gold coins in the 70s. And, the purity was a big issue. But the point I'm trying to make is that if we were to go to a gold system, there's only so many tons of gold on the planet.
If we were to go back to a gold system.
Right, but we haven't been on one since at least 1972.
1913.
Well, you could say that, but either way, we haven't been on any kind of species
and
system for a long time.
1913 is when we got the Federal Reserve Act and the the Internal Revenue Service, and our economy has been steadily our money has been steadily devalued ever since. You used to be able to buy a loaf of bread with a dime. Okay, because the currency wasn't currency, it wasn't paper, it was actual hard cash money, okay, that couldn't be devalued. You can't, make it up out of a thin air. There's no alchemy that produces lead into gold, so it cannot be produced behind the scenes by somebody to manipulate the holder of it, and that's why it's the ultimate currency.
I give you an extra stat for your usage on that. If you read Kitty Kelly's book about Frank Sinatra, he was born, I think, in 1914 or 17 or something, and they mention in there when he was born, the average price of a house in America was $90.
Right, because of the value of the currency. Look what they are now. And that's because someone has been printing counterfeit money, the Fed and the government in conjunction with it since then, and has stolen the wealth of the country through the devaluation of the currency because it's not backed by anything.
And how many Obama coins does it cost now to buy a house?
Right. Well, what I was going to talk about, though, in relation to the gold, if you had a stable gold system, you surely do not want to go into a war because it takes a huge amount of money or a huge amount of time to balance out actually creating towns and villages and bridges and roads.
That's exactly
and
why
systems.
You. That's
as soon as you get into
that's
a
why
war,
they go to war,
all of the effort
that's,
is blasted
that's
apart.
That's why they go to
that,
war.
That's exactly why you want a gold system, because you just don't go to war willy nilly. You just don't go to war to fight for the oil interests in the Middle East.
Yeah.
You just don't go to Vietnam and not have rules of engagement, so it just has a continual perpetual war forever. It causes and puts a check on the government spending, so that they just don't spend money they don't have. And with that, let's go to a break.
Nice talking. Have a good holiday.
All right. You too. Merry Christmas,
Dave. And with that, we're going to go to a break. The number here is 530-605-4567. If you have any comments about the last conversation or anything else, please give us a call. And we will catch you on the other side. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
U202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, U202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
It is that time of year again. Cooler weather, fun-filled festivities, warming up by the fireplace, and family get-togethers. Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society wishing you happy holidays. As we go into the holidays this year, our goal is to find 300 forever homes for our homeless animals. What could be better than adding a new furry family member during the holidays? We have many wonderful dogs and cats looking for a home this holiday season. Please come by Haven Humane Society off 273 or visit our website at havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow all the animals both available for adoption and adopted. For more information, call 241-1653. And from all of us at Haven, we wish you a happy holiday.
During the holiday season at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dupes until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
Mark your calendars for the wedding show event of the year. January 17th, it's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, calling all brides, grooms, and families. Join us at Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3 p.m., where you can see over 100 vendors and a special live fashion show with tons of giveaways, including a free honeymoon trip. Make it a day to remember at the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. That's Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3. See you there.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
KCNR 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR 1460 AM.
I was gonna trim the tree until I got high.
Afro Man.
I was gonna buy you a DVD, but then I got high. Oh, my presents ain't wrapped up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Hey, hey, cause I got high. Yeah. Because I got high.
Because I didn't know you guys knew who Afro Man was.
I was gonna hang my lights before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Help me out. I was supposed to book my grandma's flight, but then I got high. She's sleeping at LAX, and I know why.
Why,
because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Okay, full disclosure, that's not Afro Man, that's Bob Rivers.
Oh, okay, well, it's an Afro Man ripoff then.
Exactly.
Wow.
Well, that was a spirited discussion with Dave there, I must say. I really like the fact that he calls in, and I think his heart's in the right place. And and we didn't mean to pile on, but, man, it's hard to take some of the stuff that he was saying with the, you know, I was like, really? It's like contradictions all over the place. Well, anyway.
It's good
well,
to have.
He's obviously intelligent. He's obviously informed by something. you know, I just... It fascinates me that, you know, somebody, I think he understands to an extent what is going on and what's wrong with a lot of the things, and but then some of the other things, it just kind of, wow.
Yeah. We ought to see if we can get that that clip we were talking about here.
Yeah.
So. We hit a lot of different subjects in that whole little segment, I have to say.
We did.
All over the map on that one.
Yeah, we were everywhere from climate change to what is sound money to the Federal Reserve.
To when Frank Sinatra was born and...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I actually have it here. I'm going to send it to you, Bob.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on the way.
It's they were searching. That's a good song too. I'm not sure what they were searching for, but they were searching. So
I do have the Ted Cruz commercial sitting.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Yeah, go ahead and play that. Yeah, and then I'll send you this other one here.
Yeah.
Okay. This aired. In several markets during Saturday Night Live last night, that's my understanding?
Yeah.
All right.
Imagine the greatest Christmas stories told by the senator who once read Green Eggs and Ham from the Senate floor.
'Twas the night before the shutdown, and all through the House, not a bill was stirring. Not even to fund a mouse.
A Proven Record presents a collection of timeless Christmas classics, read by the trusted conservative leader, Ted Cruz. Favorites such as How Obamacare Stole Christmas and Rudolph the Underemployed Reindeer.
All of the other reindeer couldn't afford to hire Rudolph.
Act now and you'll get a leader who does exactly what he says he's going to do. In this case, read festive stories like Frosty, the Speaker of the House.
Look, the Speaker is melting before Congress.
And the Lois Lerner masterpiece, Auditing Saint Nick.
I will audit him here or there. I will audit him anywhere.
The whole family will enjoy reading stories like The Grinch, Who Lost Her Emails.
I know just what I'll do, she said with a snicker. I'll use my own server, and no one will be the wiser.
And if you act now, we'll throw in the inspiring new Christmas story soon to be an instant classic.
Please read this one, Daddy.
Okay.
The Senator Who Saved Christmas.
Oh, this is a good one.
If you are not completely satisfied with this collection of Cruz Christmas classics, you probably hate Christmas and America.
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message.
Very good.
Yeah,
very good.
I saw that come across this morning. I thought it was funny.
Did you get that one I just sent you?
I will check that. Yeah,
check and see if
this, Ted Cruz is a huge fan of Saturday Night Live, so that was right in keeping with the spirit.
Right in the
very good.
My favorite, though, is Frosty the Speaker of the House.
He's melting.
He's melting before Congress.
Before Congress.
Oh, boy. Well, it's getting to the point where it's just absolute, unbelievable how bad and how far we've fallen and how screwed up this whole thing is. I mean, the parodies are just coming out right and left on this stuff because you can't make it up how screwed up it is. Now, I want to touch a little bit here on LaMalfa voting the right way. You know, we're on all over LaMalfa here, and I think that's the only reason he has voted the right way, quite frankly, is that he's starting to figure out that if he doesn't start voting the way
he gets a little bit of pressure.
It gets a little bit of pressure. His constituents are going to quit supporting him and in droves, and he could actually lose the congressman seat. But I don't. The question is, does anybody trust him at this point?
I will be the bomb throwing anarchist in the House with the bah humbug that says he didn't vote for it because it was a safe vote. They had more than enough votes to pass it. It wasn't a close vote, so he could afford to take one home. And Monsanto failed to put any Roundup bucks in his stocking.
Well, that would be the cynical point of view. I'm gonna stay neutral on this. I just look at the past record and go, "Hey, here's let's see, we got five really bad votes and one good vote."
When it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
really count.
Yeah, and it doesn't really count anyway.
When he could have went either way.
Well, then you get down to whatever his reasons were, he voted the right way,
which I absolutely commend him.
And then we start splicing hairs over, is it okay to do the right thing for the wrong reasons?
No.
Is it okay to do the wrong thing for the right reasons?
No.
Okay. Then you didn't get that one right either.
Okay, so there you have it. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, if you can't, and I'm saying this about all, you know, at this point in time, if you trust any politician, you are a moron. Okay? Any of them. I don't care who they are, even the ones you like the best. The only reason that these guys are in office is you voted them in, and you have to hold every single one of them accountable. Period. Okay? You're not their friend. You don't praise them. They have to be chastised when they do the wrong thing, because the only thing they seem to understand is public embarrassment and pressure to do the right thing. Period. They're not your friend. They work for you. It's like having an employee, okay, and trying to be their friend. No, they're an employee. They have to perform. If they don't perform, they lose their job. You don't, every time they do something right, run in there and go, oh, that was such a great job. Oh, can I go to your party down at the ranch and sit around and rub elbows with the swells? No. You might go, good job, thanks a lot, I appreciate it, continue the good work. But you don't, they're not your friend.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that they're going to do have your best interest at heart when they make the vote, that's for sure.
And if you're, and if the guy that's working for you stabs you in the back several times on big issues, do you continue walking in there every time he does something good and go, oh, good job, I'll forget about the last four or five things that you did that really screwed us over?
Well, I to be honest, in this particular vote, I'd like to see the, why are we still doing this by omnibus and all of this other harebrained seat of our pants, last minute shoehorn in all the pork and private interest stuff that we can? I mean, can we go back to constitutional government?
Absolutely. You know, and here's,
we have to.
And here's the thing, you know, you remember the Walking Tall story?
Yes.
You know, I used to think Doug LaMalfa walked tall.
Buford Pusser.
That's right. I used to think he walked tall. I'd like to know that he walked tall again. But in my book,
hell, I'll even get him 4x4.
There you go. We'll even carve out a piece of wood for him. But he better, but this is not the indicator that he's changed his spots, so to speak.
It takes more than one time, that's for sure. And to listen and do what the people want.
That's right. So did you get that one pulled up, the one we're looking for Dave?
Yeah, did you want to take a break and then come back with it, or?
Just go. Well, let's play it now, okay. and then we'll take a break.
Okay.
This is for you, Dave.
Merry Christmas, Dave.
Who is it?
It's me, Dave. Open up, man. I got the stuff.
Who is it?
It's me, Dave, man. Open up. I got the stuff.
Who?
It's Dave, man. Open up. I think the cops saw me come in here.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
saw
me.
Dave's not here.
No, man. I'm Dave, man. Hey, come on, man.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with
Who?
Me. Dave, man, open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Dave's not here.
No, man, I am Dave, man. Will you, come on, open up the door, will you? I got the stuff with me. I think the cops saw
Who
me.
Who is it?
Oh, what the hell is it? Come on, open up the door. It's Dave.
Who?
Dave, D-A-V-E. Will you open up the goddamn
Dave?
Door? Yeah, Dave.
Dave!
Right, man. Dave, now will you open up the door?
Dave's not here!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Dave. With that, I guess we should just go to a break here.
I guess so. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I've been thinking about all the times you told me you're so full of doubt, you just can't let it be. But I know if you keep on coming back for more, and I keep on trying, I keep on trying,
Time of year again. Cooler weather, fun-filled festivities, warming up by the fireplace, and family get-togethers. Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society wishing you happy holidays. As we go into the holidays this year, our goal is to find 300 forever homes for our homeless animals. What could be better than adding a new furry family member during the holidays? We have many wonderful dogs and cats looking for a home this holiday season. Please come by Haven Humane Society off 273 or visit our website at havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow all the animals both available for adoption and adopted. For more information, call 241-1653. And from all of us at Haven, we wish you a happy holiday.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
Join us for Turtle Bay's most delicious event ever, Chocolate After Dark. On February 4th, you'll enjoy an evening of unique chocolate delicacies, distinctive wine and beverage tastings, and an exclusive preview of our newest exhibition, Peanuts Naturally. At just $35 per person with limited tickets available, this fabulous event is sure to sell out. So don't wait. Get your tickets today. This is a 21 and over event only. Buy your tickets at Turtle Bay or at turtlebay.org now. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Carl, it's holiday time, and I feel like a special holiday mocha. Take me to Espresso Joe's Inside Tobacco and Brew right now.
Yeah, and while we're there, let's walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the North State and find some great cigars for your dad, your brother, and me. Some of the highest-rated cigars by Cigar Aficionado.
That's right, and we can browse and buy special coffee beans, tea accessories, and let's look through the wonderful wine selection. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hop in the truck, hon. Let's go.
For 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
We're back.
You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile.
Ever sitting here watching the video, it's pretty entertaining. Mr. Grinch, there you have it. Classic stuff there. We wanted to talk. We got some topics. I want to apologize to Gary out there. If you want to call back in, Gary, we'll get to you. We got Billy Bob on the line right now, and we still want to finish up with this legislation stuff and then get to another clip. But are you there, Billy?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, fascinating conversation with our comrade out of San Francisco.
Yes, it was.
Yes, but I must say, and I very rarely disagree with this show or anything said, but Red, you jumped out of your tree. I hate to be the one that breaks the news to you. And you were accusing him of wanting to plant trees above the tree line. That wasn't what he was saying. And then, of course, he had different perspectives on the economics and stuff, and I thought he was very well versed and, as you said, intelligent, and that you, I think, jumped on him like a horse with no saddle, and again, the comments about you accusing him of lighting up a doobie or something before the phone call, I have to really say that I was disappointed. So I'll let you guys go.
All right.
Well, okay. Thanks for calling it.
Thanks for the
and voicing your opinion.
Yep. Thank you, Billy Bob.
Yeah, there you have it.
It's always good to hear back, and you know, all of us do get a little over the top sometimes.
Well, and the guy was a little all over the map for us too. I mean, it's kind of some of the economic disinformation, you know, was just a little too much for me to take. So I apologize.
Well, it was just so crazy, just jumping sure all apologize. Around. You know, yeah. It was hard to.
It was nonsensical. Anyway, Gary, if you want to call back in, feel free to do so. We apologize. So with that, let's talk about this legislation that was passed and what's in it. And there were some good things in it. There's some good tax stuff in it as far as, you know, the enhancing or the extended relief provisions was good because, I mean, it's really hard to do any tax planning when you don't even know what the law is before the end of the year you're supposed to make decisions in. I mean, so that was a good part of this that was put into play, and some of it was made permanent, so we don't have to continually do this every year, you know, on the 179 sections, the expense for business, and the thresholds, and the 50% bonus depreciation, and the R&D credit, and, you know, enhanced refundable credits for low income. You know, it's just been a nightmare to try to do any planning because, you know, if they don't pass it by December, and then they pass it in January, how are you supposed to make a decision when you don't even know what the law is?
Yeah, it makes it hard for us tax preparers to do anything for anybody or to help them out.
With that said,
yeah,
the bad things override the bill of the good things. And, that's why I agree with LaMoffa not voting for it, is because that, you know, what all did we start funding? We funded, the sanctuary cities. Mm-hmm. I think we continued to fund Obamacare. Mm-hmm. I think we continued to fund Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think we continued to fund more climate change crap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, am I? Is there? Did I leave anything out? Am I missing anything?
Syrian refugees.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to have more funding going to the Syrian refugees who just happen to be mostly men of fighting age, military fighting age.
Here's my thing with the Syrian refugees is, does anybody else remember a couple of years ago when this whole thing in Syria was getting going and ISIS was first geared up and really going, and they had driven all the Christian refugees up the mountain and they had them surrounded and they were shelling them, and we were saying, hey, let's go in there and get these guys out. Where were all you people then? All these people that are saying, hey, let's bring these military-aged Syrians in here now that have run away from the conflict. Let's open the doors wide and open. Where were all of you people when there were women and children defenselessly on top of a mountain being shelled by ISIS? Where were you then?
Well, it wasn't supported by the commander and thief. I mean, that's really what it talks about. They'll drink the Kool-Aid on anything for the commander and the thief. I mean, it's like, Akhtun, let the Muslims in. Christians, not so much. Let them get their heads cut off.
Yeah.
You know? So what is this like, he doesn't favor Muslims over Christians, and he's not really a Muslim, but everything he does supports Muslim activity and not Christian activity, so...
And we're at the top of the hour once again, and so stay tuned with us, and we'll pick it up on the other side. This has been KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The Israeli military and Lebanese security officials say three rockets fired from Lebanon have landed in Israel today. No damage or injuries have been reported. The rocket fire comes after a fighter with the Lebanese terrorist group Hezbollah was killed in an airstrike in Syria, apparently carried out by Israeli warplanes. Now that they've passed that big spending bill, the House and Senate are talking about working together again in 2016.
Senate Minority Whip Richard Durbin joined Democrats in speaking first at the microphone, saying passage of the bill was only possible because both sides agreed to work together.
The way the Senate works is when a constructive, cooperative majority can find a constructive, cooperative minority.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell followed and offered similar comments.
Having the cooperation of the other side in a body that requires 60 to do most things is essential.
After passing the massive omnibus spending bill, both sides are saying they look forward to working together next year to pass individual bills in a timely manner. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
22 people are missing in Shenzhen, China today after a landslide.
What we know about the cause is from a newspaper report citing a resident who says that there was a whole bunch of soil that was dug up in a construction site, construction work that has been done over the last 2 years, and they apparently dug up this soil, and the soil was put up against a 100-meter-high hill. They just kept piling the soil up, and it led to this landslide. At least that's what this report is saying.
Mike Rubin reporting. A fiery crash near the California-Mexico border has left three people dead. The California Highway Patrol says that a driver was speeding down the freeway the wrong way for nearly 40 miles, finally smashed into another car. And one person is dead in a bus crash in North Texas. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you want thicker, healthier, fuller-looking hair, but you're worried about the cost and pain from surgery or scary side effects of drugs, then listen to this important breakthrough in hair science. Now you can have thicker, fuller-looking hair with just two little tablets guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S. Clinical research proves Viviscal promotes existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-881-6941. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors like Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Now you can try Viviscal risk-free. Call 800-881-6941 for your 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. 800-881-6941. 800-881-6941.
Hillary Clinton says Donald Trump is becoming ISIS' best recruiter with his call to temporarily bar Muslims from entering the U.S. Clinton said this in the third Democratic debate last night. Says she understands people are fearful after the attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, but adds that Americans need to be united against the threats the country faces and the Muslim Americans must be part of that united front. In the debate, Clinton also pledged not to raise taxes on middle-class families making less than $250,000 a year. If she's elected, Clinton says there will be no middle-class tax raises. 11 tourists from Malaysia died today in a bus crash in northern Thailand. The bus carrying 21 tourists and a driver was coming down a mountain road about noon near the city of Changri when it went out of control and eventually struck several cars, finally flipping over. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The mayor of an Indiana town has been reelected by one vote after an election panel threw out one vote.
Jasper, Indiana held a recount this week after the November election between Republican Mayor Terry Seitz and Democratic rival Wayne Shooter ended in a tie. On Friday, a local election panel determined one ballot cast for Shooter was invalid. City Attorney Renee Kabrick said the absentee ballot was tossed out because it lacked a signature. Seitz says the close race underscores the fact that every vote counts. Indiana law required the recount to be completed by December 20th. If the results had remained tied, the city council would have voted on whether Seitz or Shooter would be mayor of the city of 15,000 people. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, December 20th, and a birthday for a number of celebrities, including actor John Hillerman of Magnum PI fame. He's 83 years old today. More of these stories at townhall.com.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, and we're into the third hour here. And, wow, we've had some pretty lively discussions today. And,
yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah.
Not everybody always agrees on everything, that's for sure.
That's why we have freedom of speech.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we just keep on trying to get the truth out there. And like I say, it gets muddied. The water gets muddied sometimes. But, you just got to keep on trying. And so that's what we're going to do. And it doesn't mean that we are the all-seeing oracle from Delphi, although we could be.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got a little big-headed there, okay, whatever. So anyway, we have a clip here from Ben Swan we want to play, and this goes to the GOP debates, and this kind of really shows, in my mind, the problem with the GOP, in essence, spectrum of candidates that we have, most of them are establishment candidates who are basically in the tank for whoever pays them the most money, Monsanto, the Fed, whoever it happens to be. Of course, there could be no bribery in our political system, is there?
Well, that's a lot of this goes to the basic fundamentals of understanding of what's truly going on within the Middle East and the dynamics of the game, too.
Right. So go ahead and play the clip there, Bob, and then we can talk about it afterwards. I think it's very enlightening.
And during the last GOP debate of the year, Tuesday night, the candidates and their moderators said the name ISIS 112 times. That's nearly once per minute. And yet it turns out a lot of untrue statements were made about ISIS and about Syria. So tonight, we're giving those statements a reality check.
Assad is one of the main reasons why ISIS even exists to begin with. Assad is a puppet of Iran. And he has been so brutal towards the Sunni within Syria that he created the space that led for the people of Syria themselves to stand up and try to overthrow him.
Yeah, that was Senator Marco Rubio explaining why ISIS is in power in Syria in the first place. Rubio says it is the fault of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. And backing up that new and completely false narrative, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
And that's the way ISIS has been created and formed here. ISIS is created and formed because of the abuse that Assad and his Iranian sponsors have rained down on the Sunnis in Syria.
So what you just heard there is a new narrative completely void of facts. Here are the facts. In 2011, the attempt to overthrow Bashar al-Assad by force began. At the time, ISIS did not exist in Syria. ISIS did not begin to emerge until the United States, the Saudis, Qatar, Jordan, and Israel began supplying weapons to so-called moderate rebels, also known as the Free Syrian Army. But if you want to understand what really happened in Syria, you have to go back to 2009. Because in 2009, Syrian President Assad was offered a deal. The nation of Qatar wanted to run a natural gas pipeline through Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Syria, and onto Turkey with a view to supply European markets. The plan was public record, but Assad turned that deal down. Instead, in 2012, he publicly signed a deal with Iran for a pipeline that would run from Iran through Iraq and ultimately through Syria. By making that deal with Iran, Assad sealed his fate. The Saudis and Qatar began funneling money to extremist groups in order to overthrow Assad's regime. It was all over oil and natural gas, not the oppression of Sunni Muslims. By 2013, those moderate rebels, as they were called, being trained by the U.S. and the Saudis and coalition forces, they began to defect and join al-Qaeda in Syria, known as al-Nusra, and a lesser-known group called ISIS.
I don't want to be policeman of the world, but we can't back off of this. And let me tell you, at the end, the Saudis have agreed to put together a coalition inside of Syria to stabilize that country.
Yeah, the Saudis are going to stabilize Syria. They are the source of the biggest problem in the region. Reality check here. The Saudi royal family subscribed to Wahhabism, the same fundamentalist Islamic belief system as ISIS. The Saudis have funneled money to ISIS just as they have funneled money to al-Qaeda before them.
I think that by arming the allies of ISIS, the Islamic rebels against Assad, that we created a safe space or made that space bigger for ISIS to grow. I think those who have wanted regime change have made a mistake.
What Rand Paul said there, absolutely true. What you need to know is that listening to most of these candidates incorrectly state where ISIS came from and what to do next, which ultimately, by the way, would be to repeat the same exact policies as President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and George W. Bush. Yes, it turns out that these so-called new ideas are the exact same old ideas that we've been hearing for the past 14 years. The same ideas that have led to utter chaos in the Middle East. That's a reality check. Let's talk about that tonight on Twitter.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. Wow, it seems like the narrative is... Who stands to benefit from the narrative, you know, from Rubio and Christie? And who stands to benefit from the narrative, or the truth, if you will, by Rand Paul? So this Middle East thing seems like, you know, the lies just get worse and worse and worse, about who, what, where, and why. And it, you know, from what I just heard is that we started ISIS. We funded ISIS.
We continue to.
So why is the media not reporting that?
Why does the media not report anything?
Oh, they couldn't get away with that, could they?
Well, that's, you know, Benghazi, we knew.
Yeah, they can't be truthful about anything.
That's what it seems like,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, just like you say, Red, about Benghazi or any of it. I mean,
we were funneling weapons through Benghazi to Turkey to the Syrians, and why?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's they brought up the pipeline. Well, ultimately, okay, so Qatar wants to run a pipeline into Europe to supply natural gas and oil to Europe. Who is that a threat to?
Russia.
The Russians.
Yeah, and that's one, and you wonder why Putin's stepping up. And then we also had this bailout. I was going to talk about that, too. You got the bailout of the Ukraine, and you know, they're supposed to owe Russia all this money, and then the IMF forgives the debt for Russia. You know, what's going on over there?
I believe the only reason that we are not in a shooting war with Russia right now is because of Vladimir Putin. I think that's the only reason. He's tried to secure his country's economic foundation by running the pipelines through the Crimea and the Ukraine. We've curtailed his efforts there. We've helped reinforce a fascist puppet regime in Ukraine to do that. We've formed and funded ISIS to make sure that you know, his interests aren't served in the Middle East. And again, you look at all of the things that are going on, and you go, well, that doesn't make sense. That would mean America is supporting the terrorists. Look at it from the perspective that America is supporting the terrorists, and does the thing that Barack Obama do start to make sense?
Yeah, I get so tired of that. Oh, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense. It absolutely makes total sense if Barack Obama's not on our side.
And this isn't the first time we have been in this position of funding something. The United States has come out. Well, remember Oliver North? I mean, you know.
Perpetual wars.
I'm just saying. I mean, there's certain things that repeat itself.
There is. You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. One of the guns that turned up in the Paris massacre has actually been traced, and I believe it's more than one gun now, but originally there was one of those guns that was traced back to Century Arms out of West Palm Beach, Florida, who is a gun dealer who was also tied to Fast and Furious, and in 1987 testified before Congress that he was supplying Nicaraguan rebels with rockets, grenades, and firearms.
And that came about, and who was backing that then? Eric Holder with Fast and Furious?
With Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Yeah, so to say that this is, it's just amazing that you know, get this narrative from these guys, and people still believe the mainstream. I mean, there's, 27% that'll vote for a pet rock out there for the president, and basically that's what we got, is a pet rock.
Only if the pet rock has a D next to its name.
Well, or a C.
But here's the thing is...
Or an S.
Okay, so that we know that the United States has a history of supporting third-party mercenary groups in war by proxy. So do the Russians. So do a lot of other countries. You know, we funded the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. We funded the government in Angola against the communists who funded the rebels. We've done this for centuries. But if we are ISIS, and we absolutely are ISIS, we have funded, we have supplied, we have trained, we have made sure the equipment has gotten into the hands of ISIS, and ISIS is committing terrorist attacks on America, what does that tell you?
What does that tell you? And I'm looking at an article here that feathers into our conversation a little bit here. This is from Zero Hedge. And it says, the U.S. knows where ISIS videos are being produced, but does nothing about it. And basically what this article says is that, you know, as outlined extensively by Charlie Winter in a study documented entitled Documenting the Virtual Caliphate, ISIS produces nearly 40 pieces of propaganda each day in various formats ranging from video to print to radio. And shows the complete... You know, a business plan here, the workup of individual production units hailing from all corners of the caliphate, from Libya to Raqqa to Mosul. Shows the organizational chart. We know all about it, you know, but we do nothing, right?
Right.
Hmm.
And why in a couple of days and through a very short bombing campaign can the French and the Russians cripple ISIS And we've been on them for how long?
Well, and it says intelligence officials have spent months mapping out known physical locations of media safe houses where the extremist group's operatives are compiling, editing, curating raw video and print materials into finished digital propaganda products for dissemination across the internet. Most of the locations are embedded in heavily residential areas in Syria, Iraq, Libya, and are not being targeted by U.S. airstrikes because of Obama administration concerns about civilian casualties.
Yeah, and again, where is ISIS getting their funding? Most of it is through quote unquote stolen oil that they funnel into Turkey, and then, well, who's still buying Turkish oil? If Turkey is acting as the conduit for ISIS's oil, why are there not sanctions against Turkey? Why are we not stopping Turkish oil from flowing? Why are we not cutting off ISIS's pipeline?
Well, that's it. And I'll go with – there's a quote at the end of this that says to finish this that the U.S. needs to keep the ISIS propaganda machine operational so Washington can learn from it. And it says basically there is always a balance between needing to take action and needing to study how they operate. Bombing is not the only way to take out – to take a communication product offline. They're not doing anything.
Yeah. They're not doing nothing at all over there.
And this is all documented. This comes from William McCants, a Brookings Institute scholar, former State Department senior advisor for countering violent extremists. I mean, this stuff is documented. It's not just, we're not just guessing. We're not pulling rabbits out of our hats. This stuff is real. And I guess does anybody buy them? It's like our first guest said. Anybody still believe the media anymore about anything?
Yeah, exactly.
No,
they don't tell you anything.
Where did this whole thing start?
It's truthful.
I mean, everybody says it started with Syria. No, it didn't. It started in Libya. This whole thing started with the removal of Muammar Gaddafi.
Yep.
And why?
Well, what did
Muammar do that screwed him?
Well, he introduced the gold-backed African currency that was going to replace the petrodollar in the Middle East so you could buy oil.
There you go.
He's been 40 years. He's a huge dictator, suppressing his people. He's a total jerk. But introduce a currency backed by gold, and all of a sudden you're much more of a dictator, and we need to kill you.
Yeah. I mean, the guy is responsible for bombings, terrorist acts, all kinds of horrible things, and before he got quote unquote put into his place and settled down. But the minute that the guy goes after a gold secured currency, it's a free for all, and out goes Muammar Gaddafi and starts the Arab Springs and all these different things going on.
And if anybody doesn't believe it, we got a couple more things, then we got a caller on the line. You need to look this stuff up on the Daily News out of New York. Okay, this is an article by Leonard Green. Carol Walker Diallo, Muslim judge, sworn in on Quran in Brooklyn. Now, if that doesn't send a freaking chill up your spine that the judge is being sworn in on a Quran, that there's a problem here.
Yeah, and this has been going on for a little bit. This isn't the first time this has popped up in the United States.
Keith Ellison, the congressman from Minnesota, was sworn in on a Quran.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell is going on out there?
How can you believe anybody that swears in on a book that authorizes you to lie?
Right. Yeah, and she's all happy. There's a photo of her and everything, and showing her sworn on the Quran. She's got her little leopard skin burqa on her head. And how would you like to go before this judge?
Yeah.
Cut off his hand. He got stolen. I mean, what is she going to implement? So, what law is she going to follow? Sharia? Is she following the law of the land? I mean, they're diametrically opposed to each other. So what the hell is she going to do? I don't know. But we
scary.
Have a caller.
It's very scary, and we do. We have Bob from Reading. You would like to chat with us this morning, Bob?
Yeah. I hear a lot of the conversation going about how ISIS has been well-established, how they're producing videos, how they're selling oil and financing their operation. And really what bugs me the most out of this is, being a veteran myself and having been over there before anybody says thank you, is that I have a deep-seated problem with people telling me thank you for your service, and then they continue to vote for these same people that want to go and continue what we've just been through over the last 14, 15 years. Over in Iraq, doing nation building, doing regime change. And then when I have these conversations with people about what has transpired over there, what I have seen firsthand, and the politicians now who are running for office, they look at me like I'm crazy when I tell them the only person that is different than anybody else running for president is Rand Paul. And they're like, oh, well, no, we couldn't vote for him. He's weak on
foreign
policy.
Yeah, right. He's like, an isolationist.
Okay, so what do you want to do? Do you want to vote for somebody? I don't care if it's Donald Trump. I don't care if it's Ted Cruz. I don't care if it's Marco Rubio. They are all advocating on sending troops back over there, putting troops on the ground, bringing companies like Halliburton in there to do the exact same damn thing we've been doing for 15 years.
Yep.
Yeah, I gotta agree. I gotta agree with you because you know the real deal is in this economic downturn that's coming, they need to start another war to deflect our focus from the problem in Washington and the problem with all of these people. And you know, I'm not sure I'd paint such a broad brush on everybody, but at the same time, I totally agree with you. And then they tie your hands when you go over there to fight. You know, yeah. it's the rules of engagement. It's not war. This is a political indoctrination and a political movement.
Well, if we went over there and did what we are capable of doing, it isn't sustainable in the long term for the military to actually go over there and accomplish the mission and take these guys out.
Yep.
Yeah, so what was the mission? I mean, let me ask you that. What was the mission while you were there?
What was the mission while we were there? I still don't know. I mean, we went in there apparently because Saddam Hussein was going to, like, unleash all these other fighters on the rest of the world when, in fact, the guy was, like, knocking skulls around over there and I don't advocate what the guy was doing, but my God, look at the world with that guy, that tyrant in control of his country as opposed to what it has turned into now. You know?
He was looking at releasing a gold-backed currency.
Yeah. It all goes back to the money, and we get central banks implemented in there and control of the Middle East initiated through these different agencies and currencies and so forth. And we're not there to, the way I would fight a war is you go in and you kill everyone and everything and then you get out. You know, you don't.
Well, the sad thing I think a lot of people need to understand is that if you're looking at the big picture is, what does America produce anymore? All we produce really is war. That's what our country does. We are the exporters of war around the country. We don't build anything here anymore. Mm-hmm. Our vehicles are made in Mexico. All of our goods are imported from China. No, we don't build anything in this country. So if we're not at war, then there are not people here in America building tanks, building weapon systems, and we're not selling those, you know, we're not getting taxpayers to basically subsidize the purchase of materials for us to go over and to do regime change in other areas of the world.
Well, they have
the behest of the international banks.
Exactly. They have to trump up the wars because if anybody wants to pull in, I mean, George Washington in his inaugural speech said, beware of foreign entanglements. Now, if you say something like that, you're called names, you're an isolationist because the central bankers have got control of the media and control of the government. And so we need to pull in. We need to protect our own. And at the same time, they're flooding our borders with refugees. I've got another article sitting here right in front of me from Judicial Watch, and it is dated December 9th. And, ODNI confirms terrorists tried to enter the U.S. as Syrian refugees. So what are we setting this whole thing up for is what? The global one world order all under the giant banking cabal of the Bank of International Settlements and the IMF so that we can all live under, you know, what, one world currency and, you know, we'll all just have these little isolated wars all over the place so they can play their little games and, you know, get rid of populations they don't like or anybody that believes in freedom. I don't know, but I'll tell you what, this whole thing's got to blow up.
Well, when you look at who's complicit in this and who's responsible, you need not look any further than your local Chamber of Commerce, your Rotary Club, all these other places that turn a blind eye to the policies that have been implemented by the government. From everything from NAFTA and CAFTA, you know, all the way down to this
TPP.
Failure to enforce immigration laws.
Right.
All these other companies out there that are hiring illegal aliens and turning the other a blind eye to that action are responsible for
Bob,
that.
Bob, at what point does all of these things that are crippling the United States no longer become accidental? When is it that we understand and see that it is all part of a greater plan to cripple and destroy this country? Because
we are the
main opposition to globalization.
Well, it's the United States American Constitution. I mean, that's what it is. It's our Bill of Rights that is the only kind of established government in the entire world that's based upon the concept of you are endowed with inalienable rights mm-hmm. by something other than another man or an entity or an establishment of man.
No.
And therefore, that stands in the way of the whole idea of the world being coming under the consensus of man's rule on earth. So.
Let me ask you another question, because I believe much of our government, the bureaucracy part of our government, has been infiltrated by socialists, communists, people that want to destroy the American system, want to tear out the Constitution, that are globalists or are radical jihadis, that, you know, whatever their interest in seeing America go away is, these people have amalgamated and allied with each other, at least to the point until they get rid of constitutional Americans. But really, the last opposition to a full-blown government takeover of that is the United States military and the common soldier that still believes in the Constitution. Would you agree with that statement?
In some respects, yes. The problem with that, however, is the fact of what they're trying to do with the social engineering in the military, where, you know what, there is this whole disconnect between the individual soldier who is maybe taking the oath to defend the Constitution and maybe believes in honor, duty, country, and believes in God, and believes in, you know, a higher power. And so it's like, well, you know, we've got to have diversity in the ranks, and, you know, we've got to take away what your core values are. And, you know, now it's like they're telling them how important their mission is to, like, protect the environment. And it's like, no, I swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution mm-hmm. of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that I defend the law that has been given to us by our Creator. Okay.
The point that I was trying to get to, Bob, is, and I understand what you're saying, and I agree with, but we got to go to a break. So, but what I was trying to get to is, by acknowledging that the military is one of our last big defenses, but understanding that leg of the defense is being kicked out from under us, the point I was trying to get to is people need to understand that the window to do something about this is rapidly closing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, sorry, I got a little winded there. But
I understand, bud.
Not a problem.
Anyway, let's go to a break.
We need to go to a break. You want to hang with us, Bob, and we'll talk more about this?
I've got some things going on, but thanks for your show, and I love listening to it.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, and thank you for serving our country, and we truly do mean that. And with that,
you're all worth it.
All right, thanks. If you want to call in, I have a question or comment. Again, the number is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Mm-hmm.
U202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, U202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almond Bean. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit.
Whether it's a 7-year-old battling cancer, a dad injured in a car accident, or me, a mom of two saved by blood transfusions, every 3 seconds someone is in need of blood. You don't have to be a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer to save lives like mine. Donating blood makes you a hero. Contact Blood Centers of the Pacific at our own Redding Shasta Blood Center, 221-0600.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. I was in her hair.
I got a got to say, I like that, and I'm screwed up. Yeah, when you like the Cowsills and you're dipping into the vault there. That's an oldie but a goodie. What do you think, Bob? I mean, that's funny.
It was a good suggestion.
Yeah, there you have it. The Cowsills. Yeah, that's dipping into the vault. Anyway, we're back here at Sovereign Mind Radio, KCNR 1460. You can go to KCNR1460.com. The chat room is live, barely. I think everybody's just listening, mostly. And, boy, I'll tell you what, we've had a lot of stuff talked about today. And, you know, as usual, the lively debate. I don't know. We've got another 20 minutes here and, things to talk about. Call in if you would like to get into the discussion at 530-605-4567.
Maybe you want me to throw some chum in the
water? Sure, throw something out there.
Within the next 18 months, we're going to see a rapid increase in violence on our streets over a heroin trafficking drug war between ISIS and the Mexican cartels.
Wow. Did anybody know that they were having a problem?
Well, I know that heroin is a big problem, even here in Redding.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And it's getting worse. I didn't realize who the players all were.
Heroin is flowing heavily into our country, and it's picking up speed as the Taliban in Afghanistan starts to reclaim a lot of the land that it lost and a lot of the poppy fields that it has been denied. And flooding the heroin through, well, guess what, our buddies in Turkey again, who are responsible for ISIS. And as the fuel starts to get cut off, they are moving into the heroin trade to the point that El Chapo, one of the Mexican, the head of the Sinaloa drug cartel, threatened him to stay out of his business or he'll go to war with them.
So,
wow.
You know, so if ISIS drives a wedge into Turkey from the rear, how come it's not a goose?
There you go. A turducken.
Sorry. I got to say something lighthearted because it's depressing. You know, I mean, you got, and it's like El Chapo. I mean, how do you get a name like El Chapo? What does that mean in Spanish? Is that like, do you chop everybody up?
I believe it's probably. Shorty.
Oh, it's El Chapo. So it's a get shorty type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I don't know. I tell you what, we better start praying the way things are going because, man, I don't know who's going to straighten this out. And there's, like you say, bloodshed is probably imminent. You got ISIS trying to get through the border. You got a bunch of, virtual idiots up there in the government running things across the board, both sides of the aisle. I don't know. I mean, where does this all end? Maybe it ends with I got a story here. Okay, maybe it ends here. Maybe Skynet becomes self-aware. Okay. DARPA's top three predictions for the future. Okay. DARPA, remember DARPA? DARPA was the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. Their mad science reputation has already given the world humanoid robots, drones, and the world's most advanced surveillance systems. But they're telling us there is much, much more to come. Interestingly enough, the timeline given by DARPA's Forward to the Future video message, seen below in the article here, and you can pick this article up at the Activist Post, at theactivistpost.com. And, they're saying in the video, their theorized date, 2045, of the singularity popularized by the futuristic Ray Kurzweil, in his 2006 book, The Singularity is Near, When Humans Transcend Biology, as the title implies, when the computer systems surpass or augment both the intelligence and the biological functions of the human body. It's a process that has already begun, and DARPA is reinforcing their commitment to make it a reality by that target date. So we're going to have human-machine interface. I'll be back. Yeah, so wow. We got the Terminator on the way, or what?
Kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it? You know, this broad...
It's scary.
Yeah, I know.
It's very scary. I'm sorry. It just
it says,
isn't right.
It says, basically, the broad category includes new ways to communicate with the machines around us, even through emotions. Everything from self-driving vehicles to fully automated military. It's going to be like, what was the name of that? Oh, what was it, WALL-E? WALL-E, where they were all up in the spaceship, and they were all so busy having fun that they Anyway, from everything from self-driving vehicles to fully autonomous military and spacecraft to all of the computer systems at home and out in the world, plus, of course, preparing for a world with robots at home and in the workplace. Currently, digital implants and wearable devices are beginning to give us some indication of what is in store, whether it is augmented reality applications, health monitoring, or many other gadgets. We choose to make our lives more efficient and dynamic. But for true communication and machine autonomy, artificial intelligence must reach the level equal to or surpassing that of humans. The latest research shows that it is happening faster than expected. So Skynet is becoming self-aware. So I don't know where that's headed, but it is an interesting article. And then the next part is mind control. You know, says this is not mind control as a receiver of information for the purpose of to manipulate. Oh no!
Oh no! We wouldn't do that.
We'd never use any of this to manipulate, would we? Rather, this is the future where our minds control the world around us. This already has been achieved in medical applications such as prosthetics. Connected to the brain. But this is set to
cybernetic parts.
Cyborg. Yeah, I mean, you're part of the Borg. There you go. This is set to expand much further into the Internet of Things, which itself is advancing at warp speed.
Imagine having the Internet just beamed directly into your head. Who needs a smartphone anymore?
Hello, computer. Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Evidently,
why do you need people anymore?
You need a lot less of them.
It says the next step would be to eliminate the various cumbersome remote control devices and enable these gadgets to operate via mind control. I'll be the first one to say this would be the greatest thing ever if we could get rid of some of these remotes. I just want to operate everything. I'd say, you know, just think, change the channel, the stereo program.
I would like to see them all go away.
Roku.
But doesn't this make you think of the children?
Okay. Here's how I look at the advance of technology. Technology, like anything else, is a tool. It is simply a tool. And with the things that are coming for our species, we could be capable of great and wonderful and beautiful things if we can reach the point of morality to do it. Or we could do horrible, awful, repressive, destructive, probably extinction-level things to each other.
Or both.
Or both. Or be stupid and allow somebody else to use the technology
on
us.
I think we're in the fight to decide which now.
Yeah. I have to agree with that.
The third step in this DARPA thing is nanotech materials.
Cool stuff.
Yeah. The world of nanotechnology is likely to be transformative in a way that cannot be overstated. Artificial skin, spray-on solar cells, self-repairing architecture, invisible cloaks, a host of DNA-level medical applications will be able to build and rebuild human beings in their environment. This gets a little scary, I think, but that's what they're talking
about.
It depends on
how you look at it.
Yeah, you start building people, though. Are they really people?
What is life? Does it have to be a biological component to be alive?
No.
How much biological component?
Yeah,
we can all be Steve Austin.
It brings along a whole host of questions and moral conundrums all its own. And what worries me is without the moral background and the moral fiber to come to good conclusions on things like that, we could be in for a lot of trouble.
What really scares me about it is who's actually in control of it. Who's the controller? Who's behind the curtain on it?
The supreme leader.
You want to know one of the things that gives me a large amount of hope? And what I think could save us, and the internet is kind of shows this, is that the technology moves at such a rate that the governments can't keep up with it to control it, and it's in the hands of the free people. Now, will there be some casualties taken that way? Yes. Will there be a price to be paid for some of the things that people do? Yes. But in the end, are we better off with it in the control of the people, self-policing themselves,
right,
or without
a
government?
I agree with that. But
I'm just a crazy anarchist.
Yeah. But I just don't know really who has control of it. One would hope that it's the people.
Let's just hope it's not Al Sharpton.
There's many people we hope that it's not out there in the world.
It's the same thing that's worked to a certain extent since the beginning of time. What keeps people in check?
I agree with you.
Mutually assured self-destruction. That's what keeps people in check. You have a gun, so I have a gun. Okay, we're not going to shoot at each other because neither one of us wants to die. You have a nuke, I have a nuke. We're not going to shoot it at each other. Okay? It's this whole concept of abundance can do away with morality. Okay? We have all the wheat that we can eat. You have all the wheat that you can eat, so we're not going to fight. BS. Somebody is still going to steal and try and steal
somebody
the other
wants,
guy's
somebody
wheat.
Still wants all the wheat.
Yeah, so, I want to take control of yours so I can tell you what to do.
That's why socialism will fail, is even when there's an abundance, even when everybody has enough to meet your socialist utopian ideals, some jerk is going to mess it up for everybody else.
I don't really want to control all the wheat. I just want to control you.
That's it. And the only thing
and
that...
if I have all the wheat...
I can control you.
You and everybody else.
And the only thing that breaks that cycle is the potential for mutually assured self-destruction. Is that disgusting? Is it kind of a twisted look at humans and who we are? Yeah, it is. The fact that the guy has to have a club to keep us in line is kind of a sad narrative on our species, but we haven't progressed to the point yet where we both need clubs to keep each other in check.
Hmm.
You know, and that's a really simplified worldview.
Yeah.
I mean, that's boiled down to some, you know, but in an extent, yeah, it's again not the tools; it's what we do with the tools, and for. You know, the guy that's got the tool compared to the guy that doesn't have the tool, they're screwed.
Hmm. You most certainly could be, real quick.
Well, with that, moving on to an unrelated subject. The New American, I think we got to go to a break.
One more break?
Okay, I guess. And we got. I don't know if we got anything queued up. Are you ready to go anytime? Or? Okay, well, let's go to a break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about this New American, the GOA report. EPA broke the law by engaging in covert propaganda. No. I'll say it isn't so.
Our government and those guys would never be involved in anything like that. So with that, we'll go to a break. Again, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near. The rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how they shriek. Rain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes.
and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
During the holiday season at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dues until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
For 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Flu shots provide protection against the flu virus. Owens Pharmacy reminds you, it's not too late to get a flu shot. Visit any Owens Pharmacy and get protected. No appointment necessary. Get a flu shot today.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write,
ba-ba-ba-boo,
may your days be merry and bright, and may all your
go for it.
I've already irritated our listeners enough today. I'm not going to say.
Come on.
He's just going to finish it off over
come
there.
On. The golden piped warbler. Come on.
Christmas. See, I'm terrible.
With every Christmas.
I am too. I know it. He doesn't.
We'll just leave it to be.
Yeah.
Ba-ba-boo.
Where the treetops glisten and children listen.
I don't know. Is it just me or does it feel a little bit more like Christmas this year than it has for the last couple of years? Like there's a little bit more of the tone of Christmas in the air than
I
it has
so.
Been.
I can't say that, but maybe you guys can.
Well, it's for the last couple, 3 years to me, it seems like Christmas has just been like, oh, God, is that here? We got to do it.
This year,
people have been smiling. I've heard a lot of Merry Christmases this year.
That, but it's so commercialized. That's where I have such a problem with it anymore. It is so commercialized. And talking about morals, people, half of them don't even know what Christmas is about.
That's true.
Or celebrating the true meaning of it.
But it seems like people have been a little bit friendlier, a little bit
they
more
have.
In the spirit.
I will
say
that, yeah.
So
I will agree with that one.
Hopefully that trend continues as well.
Yeah.
I just sent you a clip, Bob. If you can get it pulled up here quickly, that'd be great. And then I wanted to talk a little bit, last thing, as we got the GOA report. This is from the New American, and that's on December 15th. The EPA broke the law, engaging in covert propaganda. No, say it isn't so.
Yeah.
Congressional auditors found on Monday that the Environmental Protection Agency broke the law by launching a social media campaign intended to generate support for its controversial clean water rule. You know, right now, the president has control over and dominion over creeks, ditches, brooks, everything. Go ahead and play this clip, Bob, because this is what I think about what's going on.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible, because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Leave it to Bob Hope.
where did you
wow.
find that?
That's been around for a while. I just pulled it out of the archives last night when I was thinking about it. Anyway, we got a couple minutes left and then we're done, but we hope everybody has a Merry Christmas. Go ahead, Linda, on Patty Smith.
Yeah, I just wanted to let people know that the bus from Reading is full, but I believe they still have availability through Red Bluff. If you want, give Patty a call at 530-833-0265 or email her at smipatty@gmail.com. And I'd like to thank everybody that helped with the Servicemen's Feast yesterday. It was a great turnout. We were able to feed about 800 families and veterans, I do believe. So
very good.
Thank you to all of you out there. I greatly appreciate it.
Yep. And just real quick, I want to throw in, may the Oakland Raiders beat Green Bay on my birthday.
Remember, you're born original. Don't die a copy. Amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties. And Merry Christmas.
And happy birthday, Red. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Rigged with cardboard, sheets of paper, and a household timer was found in the laboratory. Iran's deputy foreign minister says changes to a U.S. visa waiver program that now impose travel restrictions on those who visit Iran contradict the nuclear agreement between Tehran and world powers. The U.S. recently tightened security requirements of its visa waiver program.